Bishus Marenu Virabenu Rawimigur Leilin Nishmas of Kleinimus Kamish Benavili Melech. Shabbos Perak Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. Yitzias a Shabbos Steimshein Arba Bifnim, Ushtaimshein Arba Bukhut. Yitzias a Shabbos carrying on Shabbos, the Torah is a Lashon of Al Yetze Ishmim Komo. It means any type of carrying, whether or not you're carrying from a Shus HaYachid, from a private domain, Lushus HaRabim, to a public domain, or vice versa, from a public to a private, that's called a Yitziah here. There are two parts to every yitzia. There's akira, which is uprooting something, whether or not it's stationary in your hands as you're holding it, and then you just start walking with it, or you pick it up off the floor, and hanacha in a different rishus, which is placing it down, or if you're holding it and walking, stopping. That's hanacha. So, shtayim shein arba means that there are two, because there are two midiraisa, as we're going to soon see, that are really four, because you're going to add another two that make it a total of four, but there's another two that's derabbanan, bifnim, to the person that's on the inside. That's the Baal HaBayis. The Mishnah paints a picture of an ani standing in Rishus HaRabim, and a Baal HaBayis standing in his house in Rishus HaYachid, or in his field. Ushtayim shehen arba b'chutz, and two that are really four for the person, for the ani on the outside. So they're each are going to have two cases that are the araisa for each of them, two cases derabbanan for each of them as well. Ketzad. Ha'ani omid b'chutz u'bal ba'is bifnim, like we said. Poshad ha'ani is yadu lifnim v'nosan l'soch yadu shal bal ba'is. If the ani sticks his hand while he's holding something, let's say he's holding a basket to collect something from the bal ba'is. So he sticks his hand in v'nosan l'soch yadu shal bal ba'is, and now he places it into the hand of the bal ba'is. So he did the akira, the uplifting, by moving it from his rishus, and he now does the hanacha into the bal ba'is' rishus, into the bal ba'is' hand. Or the ani takes it from the hand of the Baal HaBayis, so he does the akira from Rishus HaYachid, which is where the Baal HaBayis is standing, but the ani is doing this, so he's doing the akira. Vehotzi, and now he brings his hands towards himself in Rishus HaRabim, and he puts it down where he's standing in Rishus HaRabim. Ha'ani chai v'Baal HaBayis pater. So ani did both of these things. He did the akira and the hanacha in both of these cases that we just pointed out. Now it says u'Baal HaBayis pater. The Baal HaBayis is pater totally. And the Rav says, "Umutter gomerhu delav midi avin." He did nothing. It could be a problem of lifnei iver lo sitein michshel, like the Tosfos Yontif says. But the Ran explains, "But mitzad the iser of Shabbos, it's mamish mutter." And there could be, Reb Kiviger says, halachic ramifications, because since it's only an issue of lifnei iver and he didn't do anything wrong as Shabbos, it has other ramifications in halacha because he's not considered a mechal Shabbos. Or the other way for the Baal HaBayis. Pasha Baal HaBayis is yadu luchutz. Now here's the Baal HaBayis too. The Baal HaBayis sticks his hand towards the outside. So he's got, let's say, the basket that's filled with food and he's now giving it back. V'nosan l'sach yadu shal ani. And now he's putting it in the ani's hands. So he did both akira and lanacha. Osha notol mitocha. Or the Baal HaBayis, let's say, takes a basket from the ani. V'hichnis. And he brings it into his own rishus. And the Rav says, and then he puts it down. Baal HaBayis chayv ani potter. So the Baal HaBayis is chayv. Like we said, he did both akir and anach in both cases. V'ani pater, no, ani's pater. So these are the two cases where the Baal HaBayis had two diarises, like we just said, and the ani had two diarises, like we said before. Now, one of the things to mention here, the Rav brings this, the Gemara brings this up, is that in many of these cases, you're not putting it onto the floor, you're putting it into the hand of the other person in the other rishus, and that we still see is considered hanacha, even though normally you have to either put it on the floor or you have to at least put it on something that's dalad al dalad, that's four tefachim by four tefachim. If something is less than four tefachim, that's considered a makum p'tur if it's three tefachim higher off the ground. So how is it possible if you put it in somebody's hand is definitely not four tefachim. So the Gemara says a chiddush that yadu shel adam is like dalad al dalad, that the hands of a person is like 4x4 tefachim, and it goes after where he's standing. So we just said the diaraisas, now we're going into the derabonans. Pashad ani yadu lifnim, so the ani takes his hands that are filled with, let's say, a basket to collect stuff, and he sticks it into the inside where the Baal HaBayis is standing. V'notol Baal HaBayis mitocha, but the ani did not put it down into the Baal HaBayis' hands. He did not do the hanacha. Rather, the Baal HaBayis now did the hanacha. Baal HaBayis took it from him, and he put it down in his own rishus. O shenosan l'socha v'hotzi, or the Baal HaBayis did the akira because the ani first stuck his empty hands into the place where the Baal HaBayis is standing, and it says nosan l'socha, the Baal HaBayis put it into the hands of the ani. So the Baal HaBayis did the akira v'hotzi, and the ani then pulled it into his own rishus and put it down where he's standing in rishus haram. Baal HaBayis put it into the empty hands, that's the akira. Ani pulls it into his own rishus, puts it down, that's the hanacha. Shnehen p'tur, and they're both p'tur. Because that's a din in Shabbos, the Rav says earlier in the Mishnah. Shnaim she'asua, two people that do a malacha together. Peturim. Or conversely, Pashat Balabayas, Es Yadu L'chutz V'natal Ha'ani Mitocha, the Balabayas does the Akira, he sticks his hand to the outside, V'natal Ani Mitocha, and now the Ani takes it on the outside, and he puts it down and does the hanacha. So each one did a different part of the malacha. Or the opposite. The Baal Bais stuck his empty hands out to the Rosh Hasharabim. The Ani then filled those empty hands with a basket. The Ani did the Akira in Rosh Hasharabim. The Baal Bais now brings his hands back in. And then he puts it down into his own Roshus. Shnehem Pturim. They're both Pater. Because neither of them did a malacha shleima. One did an Akira and one did a hanacha in all these cases.